You mentioned that you don't use the Bev in a non-protocol setting. Do you use capecitabine in a non-protocol adjuvant setting with oxaliplatin?
I have, but it's in special circumstances. I mean, I think that the data showing functional equivalence from an efficacy standpoint between capecitabine-containing regimens and infusional 5-FU regimens is really pretty good. I mean, there are many trials. The level of information is so much better than the bevacizumab information, where there's absolutely really no data. Instead, you have many trials. You have phase two trials that look very interesting. You have ongoing trials that look very interesting. You have randomized phase two trials that look interesting. You have randomized phase three trials of capecitabine alone versus 5-FU. So that's not a huge extrapolation. I tend to use it in patients who, for whatever reason, cannot or do not want a central line, or for the patient where coming in is really very difficult. Because the other thing about that regimen is, you know, they only have to come in once every 3 weeks. And so, for example, patients who live out in the hinterlands, who therefore would only have to come in to be treated once every 3 weeks, you know, that's something that may be very important to them.